Good morning. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was the Beach Boys, little singing. Right before that, we heard Haley Reardon with a tune called Awake in Berlin. And our guest this morning is Ms. Haley Reardon. Hi, Haley. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. You have a beautiful voice. You write some beautiful songs. You've been awarded awards. And, well, we're so glad you're coming to the Park Theater in Hudson. You excited?
Yes. On Friday, tomorrow, yeah. Yes, I'm so looking forward. I've heard great things about the space. And, yeah, I'm excited. My first time playing in Hudson.
So it's an 8 o'clock show at the Park Theater. And you're also sharing a bill with Katie Friel.
Exactly.
Well, that should be cool.
Forward.
Yeah. Have you heard any of her work?
Only a little yesterday, briefly online, but I'm excited to hear her in person.
Yeah, it should be a great show. So this is going to be a great double bill. Do you know who's going on first?
I'm not sure. No, okay. I think the Katie is, but I'm not sure.
Just figured I'd ask because I go right to the source because I don't have that info. But you've been writing music since the age of 15. So you've been doing this for like 5 months or so? I'm teasing.
It looks like it.
Totally teasing. But yeah, you've written about 85 original songs and some of your music has over 7 million streams on Apple Music alone. And that's quite an accomplishment. It really is. So, congrats.
Thank you. Well, yes, I did get a young start, and I've been making a lot of music since then.
Yeah, well, what gives you inspiration? Where do you draw from? Is it life experiences, or is it all fiction?
No, it's a lot of life experiences, definitely. And then, you know, it will sort of synthesize into sometimes stories will, you know, fictitious stories will come out of real events. But more recently, the past 4 or 5 years, I've traveled a lot with my music. Like, I've been able to tour in a lot of places around the globe, and that's really infiltrated a lot of my inspiration. It's like the people I've met and different cultures and things. So that starts to crop up more and more in my music. But it's just real life. People I meet, conversations I have, like, you know, little lines or fragments people say. It's pretty directly related to my real life experience.
Mm. Has anyone ever come back to you and said, why did you write that about me?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yes, consistently, yes, because I have quite a few songs that are like vivid vignettes of people in my life, or like I have a song called Bethany that I wrote years ago about my mom's best friend, and she's always like, stop playing that song. It's like, you know, her younger years living out of the school bus in Santa Barbara and all these things. She's like, why did you do that? And then more recently, there's a song on my new record that that I put out in September that's like a love song to my town, but it paints this whole vignette of a neighbor of mine who's a painter, and the whole first verse talks about her. And I always feel sheepish, like, oh, no, I didn't really have permission to put her so vividly in the song. So, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, well, then you know at least that the people are listening, they're paying attention to what you're writing and what you're saying, and it means something to them in some way. Whether they like it or not is
exactly
their prerogative, but that's super cool. And I think it's, you know, really important to tell our story as a musician, and that's what you do. Like, when you present a song, you open up a little door into your soul. So people can see in a little bit. You don't want to have it wide open, but, you know, people get in. And then before you know it, it's like, did you write that about me? I can't believe you wrote that about me. That's so cool.
How dare you?
Or how dare you?
Yes, either way. Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. A doorway into the soul. It's true. Mm.
Well, what are you bringing with you to the stage of the Park Theater tomorrow night?
I'm bringing my new project that I released months are passing, in September. Mm. So I'm bringing a bunch of new songs from that. I'm playing solo. My solo show is like a lot of storytelling in addition to the song. So lots of, you know, stories and anecdotes and new music off this record that's A lot of it's about my time abroad. I recorded it in Barcelona with an amazing group of musicians there. So yeah, I've been having a lot of fun touring on these new songs. I just was in Utah last week and Wisconsin, and I'm excited to be back east and share the new music.
Cool. So you recorded and you got like pickup musicians there in Barcelona?
They're actually musicians I've been working with for the past 3-4 years.
Oh, cool.
So I've done a few projects with them.
Nice, nice. So they traveled with you to Barcelona, or they're from there?
They're from there.
How cool.
The whole band is Barcelona-based on this record, yeah.
How'd you get introduced to them, or vice versa?
Through the small world of music, through an engineer that I know in Barcelona, you know, was a fan of my music, and through him I learned of this beautiful music scene there, specifically the guitarist that wound up producing my last few projects, and an amazing singer in that community. So I connected through the internet, really, and then we actually did a song together remotely during COVID, and I loved it so much that when the borders opened, I went there, and we've worked together in various facets for, like, the past few years. So.
Wow. Where's your favorite place you travel to play? Or one of
so
the.
Many. Well, Barcelona is a big one.
Okay.
Here's my heart.
Yeah.
And I have some beautiful memories playing like in Scandinavia. I love like Denmark and Copenhagen. I don't know, many places, and they're more linked to like specific memories or people than they are any one city, you know. But Barcelona is a big one for sure.
All right. Well, when you get to Hudson at the Park Theater.
Yeah.
Think of your time in Barcelona and then realize I'm not in Barcelona. I'm in Hudson. And it'll be a wonderful experience.
I'm excited to be in Hudson. Nowhere else but Hudson.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to that. So tomorrow night is the show at the Park Theater. And, well, we're really looking forward to it. 8:00. It's right in Hudson, as we've mentioned. And, Haley, what's the best way if people... you know, are being exposed to music for the first time, where would you send them to say, hey, you want to check out some of my songs? Go here.
To my website, HaleyReardon.com, HayleyReardon, RearDon. And there's music there and videos and tickets for tomorrow night.
And we love that. So we can keep tabs with you. We could send you a message or say, hey, I love that song, or hey, do you answer that stuff?
My email list is, you can sign up for my email list on my website, and that's where I send out all my, you know, missives and tour schedules, and I do, if you reply to those, I do get them. And then also social media, obviously, all the places on social media.
Well, we'll keep tabs on you, we'll see how your career is going, and please do us a favor and stop by sometime in the near future and play on the radio with us.
Yeah, I'd love to come in person next time,
definitely. All right, well. We'll make that happen.
Thank you for having me.
Knock 'em Dead. Tomorrow night, Park Theater in Hudson, Haley Reardon. She's playing along with Katie Friel. It's going to be a great doubleheader at the cool Park Theater in Hudson. Don't miss out. Starts at 8:00. Haley, nothing but the best to you, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Haley Reardon, our guest. Check her out, Google her, and you'll find out a lot more about her. And don't miss the show tomorrow night at the Park Theater in Hudson. Starts at 8:00. And well, if you're thinking of other shows, here's some info.
Come join us at The Colony in Woodstock, the smartest rendezvous in the Catskills. Enjoy live music with your favorite regional and national acts. Take the stage yourself with a Monday night open mic with Brendan.